like I didn't experience the first miracle. See, in Mark 6, Jesus feeds 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish, and there were 12 baskets of leftovers. It was an incredible miracle. But then just 2 chapters later in Mark 8, the same situation comes up, except there were 4,000 people, less than before. They were listening to Jesus teach, and the disciples were told to feed them. But they asked him, "How are we supposed to do that? We only have 7 loaves of bread and a couple of fish." It was like they had already forgotten the magnitude of what Jesus had just done. They had already forgotten that Jesus could take what we have and multiply it into exactly what we need. See, they watched Jesus feed 5,000 people with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Now they're standing in front of fewer people and more food to divide up. And they're asking how? See, they forgot so quickly that they could trust their master to provide. And I think that we do the same. We can look back at our lives and see the way that the Lord provided in such big ways. And now we've forgotten that He can do it again right where we're at. I don't know about you, but I don't want to live like I haven't already experienced God's provision in my life. I don't want to live like I didn't experience the first miracle.